The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Lovely friends, welcome to Angel Talk. I am Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium, and this is the time where I sit in my closet and try and record a podcast, hoping that none of my family members scream or make a noise or interrupt me for a good solid 25 to 30 minutes. So let's see how that goes, shall we? Well, today I am sharing a new deck. I don't think this is newly published, but it's rather new to me. I think it's lovely. So I wanted to share it with you in hopes that it blesses you on your journey. Perhaps you can find this deck and add it to your collection if you don't already have it. This is Angels and Ancestors, Oracle Cards by Kyle Gray, artwork by Lily Moses. I was drawn to this deck because it is gorgeous and it is a mix of animals and angels. It's got a beautiful, almost a Native American feel to it. It's very ethereal. It's very earthy. I love it because it helps me feel both connected to the ether and connected to the ground. I love how the cards themselves share the message. I can easily interpret the pictures, and I can read the messages and sit with my angels and receive the care and love, as well as read the guidebook if that suits me. I purchased this book at Willow Moon Apothecary in Indianola, Iowa. So if you're local to Des Moines, West Des Moines area, I suggest you pop over there and look at their selection or find them online. I'm sure they ship. It's a beautiful, beautiful apothecary. Oh my goodness, love that shop. Or go to your local metaphysical shop. We want to keep our small businesses in business, don't we? Well, sitting with our beautiful angel collective, I've asked them to pull some cards today to share messages, and boy, did they ever. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cards, 8 cards to share a message today. And I know that looks like the last 2 cards are future cards. So we'll see where they're going with this. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go card by card and kind of explain the artwork and then share the message. And I have a feeling that some of the angels are going to speak directly through me, and sometimes I'm going to be paraphrasing. So I'll kind of walk you through that as we go. And I have just a couple of notes taken in advance. So sometimes I pull the cards on the spot. This time I did them in advance just to save time because I had a feeling that this was going to be kind of a bigger message today. So here we go. The first card I've pulled from this most wonderful deck is the Spring card, Spring. This has a beautiful rabbit jumping across a couple sprigs of what looks to be lavender. So you might look up what lavender means, or what does lavender mean to you? Lavender calls in, of course, feelings of self-care, thoughts of self-care, relaxation, healing. And the rabbit reminds us to move quickly, swiftly, work hard to multiply abundance. The message on this card is see your seeds grow. The angels say it's time to plant, not only time to plant, but to watch your manifesting, watch your seeds grow fast. This is a time to manifest. So watch your thoughts, pay attention to your emotions, your actions, because what you plant is going to grow fast these days. time has shifted, where time seemed to move slowly in the past couple of years, probably due to kind of the taffy-like time movement of the pandemic. Wow, now we've really had an uptick in time, haven't we? Now time is moving rapidly, like the bounce of the rabbit. So now the seeds that you've planted to manifest, they're sprouting right away. Now, this is not really a message of caution. This is an opportunity. What is it that you're planting? And whatever that is, know that it's growing right away. When you plant a seed, it's under the earth, so you can't always see that right away. And this is where that nudge comes from. You're planting seeds, you're manifesting no matter what. So what are you manifesting? Can you manifest? Can you plant those seeds on purpose? Because remember, you're planting no matter what. Let's do it on purpose, the angels say. I have Archangel Ariel coming through. Ariel helps us to manifest abundance, prosperity. Ariel works with your right side angel quite a bit to help with manifesting that material substance, what you need as far as the money in your bank account, your physical health, new tires on your car, things like that. Ariel will tap into your left side angel and help you manifest your spiritual growth. Will help you with your self-esteem, your love. Call in Archangel Ariel. Ariel will bring you spring-like messages to help you remember you are manifesting. So when you're on a walk and you notice the tulips in bloom, the daffodils, that's a message from Ariel saying, remember what you plant. It's sprouting, it's growing, so be aware. The next card from the angels is the Druid card. Druid, D-R-U-I-D, Druid. The Druid is a space holder. The Druid holds space. We are space holders right now. What does that mean? Oh my goodness. The angels say, precious ones, you are holding space for evolution. All around you, there are people awakening in their spiritual journey, just like you did at one point. All around you, every second, people are learning about this spiritual stuff. They're hearing about this woo-woo stuff that you heard about one time. And here you are, grounded in this space, discovering something that once felt so new. Well, somewhere in your atmosphere, in your world, parallel to you, adjacent to you, there is someone hearing about this spiritual reality for the first time. And guess what? You have the gift of holding space for them. And we are so grateful. Be the guide, be the Druid, hold the space. And as you hold the space, this Druid on this card is holding a torch. And up on the top of this torch, instead of a flame, there is a glowing crystal. And that glowing crystal is magic. Hold the magic, hold the space for them. This Druid is saying, as you hold the magic for them, don't overteach it, don't overshare, just hold the space. Let them have their own journey. This is being shared because all of you listening are teachers, all of you, some by example, informal teachers. Some of you on purpose, you say, I'm a teacher, I'm a practitioner, hear me roar, here I am. All of us are teachers just by showing up. We teach by example. We teach with our inhale and exhale. Be the Druid, hold the space. The next card is the Star Ancestor. Follow the voice of your soul. This Star Ancestor card has a beautiful ancestral being. Looks male on the card. Looks at me with beautiful blue eyes, with kind of a Mona Lisa smile, half smiling, half not. surrounded with constellations. In front, pyramids. And the word star ancestor, follow the voice of your soul. And so this message is posed as a question. What song is your voice singing to you? What soul is your... I have to listen. Sorry, people. What question is your soul asking you? Thank you, angels. What question is your soul asking you? What song is it singing? This card asks us to tune into ourselves and listen. Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, chimes in with a sing-songy voice, saying, listen, hark, listen. Sit in stillness and listen to yourself. Listen to your higher self. Listen to what's within you. What does your soul need right now? Where are you going on your journey? There is so much happening around you. And then they give me flashes of cell phone, television, cars going by, night turning into day, day turning into night, trailers of movies, people running by, just flashes and flashes, montage of motion and motion and motion. And then it stops. And then I see the energy of you, yes, you listening, and it's stillness and it's beautiful. And then I see the card again, follow the voice of your soul. That motion is not needed when you are there. What is your soul singing? What is the question of your soul? Archangel Gabriel says, sit with your soul and ask the question, where am I going? What do I need? What is my path? Create your own map. It's time. The next card is the Lord card, L-O-R-D, the Lord card. There is this beautiful man on this card with long flowing hair and a beard and a crown made of deer antlers. This man is holding a staff, and over his shoulder is a two-headed ram. This man says, take charge with authority. And the two-headed ram is symbolic of duality. Take charge with authority of the duality of this dimension, the angels say. Live in a frequency that matches you. Yes, we're in the duality of low vibrational frequency and high vibrational frequency. And so it is. Yes, we chose this. It is good. Be the Lord. Be the God, the goddess, the master, the mistress, the priest, the high priestess of this dimension, of your realm, of your space, of your atmosphere. Call in the frequency, match the frequency that you want. If your workplace feels like low vibrational frequency, don't match that. You bring the frequency you want. Take charge with authority. This card tells us that you can change your atmosphere. You can lift the vibrational frequency. You have that power. Imagine yourself as that Lord or that lady, and with the shake of your staff, or the blink of an eye, or the cast of your spell, however you want to imagine it, or just the opening of your heart, you can change the vibrational frequency around you. And you know what? You can. Be the alchemist. You are the magic. That is as easy as you walking up to someone and saying, hello, how's your day? I'm so happy to see you. Do you need to talk for a moment? diffusing a situation, not gossiping, turning the news off, just getting what you need to be informed and then turning it off, not replaying trauma over and over and over. Filling yourself up with beautiful music and sunlight. Being a realist versus a pessimist. You can change your frequency. Eating good food. Yes, the power is yours. The next card is the Stargazer. Oh, the Stargazer. Again, someone standing in a cloak in front of the stars holding a telescope. The Stargazer says, set your sights higher. So now we move from the earth and we begin to look up into the sky. The angels command you because you're ready. Are you ready? Set your sights higher. We go back to our beginning message of manifesting and we say, take it from the paper, take it from the vision board and begin to push it out into the universe. The universe is listening. The angels say, beloved, the universe is listening. Every star has opened up and is listening. It's pulsating, waiting to hear the resonance of your request. It's listening. So start telling us what it is you want. Set your sights higher. You're not asking for enough. You're not claiming enough. That didn't come for me, friends. That message was for me too. Set your sights higher. We're not asking for enough. We're not claiming enough. We won't receive the abundance that matches us, that we deserve, if we're not asking for it, if we're not reaching out and getting it. The moment we firmly grasp onto that and truly believe it, that's when we see change. The universe is going to match us. So we can talk and talk and talk about building our empire, building our abundance. We can talk about that, but unless our hearts really believe that we're worth it and we deserve it, we're not going to be able to grab it. Stargazer says, set your sights higher. The next card is the Lady card, holding apples. Oh, delicious red apples. And one she has cut in half and there's a beautiful star inside. And this lady says, enjoy growth and reap the rewards. We've got a theme here, don't we? We have the Lord saying, take charge with authority. Enjoy this duality. Raise the frequency. We have the Stargazer. Set your sights higher. We have the lady holding the apple among the apple trees, cutting it open and seeing the star again, saying, enjoy this growth and reap the rewards. Take a bite of the apple. It's here so much that I'm holding it in my hand. I've cut it open and I've seen the star, not just in the sky, but in my hand. Take a bite. Enjoy it. Let it nourish you. The next card is the Sun. Enjoy success and happiness. The angels are laughing right now because they say, oh my goodness, can we make it any more clear for you? Enjoy success and happiness. It's on us. Take it. Take it. Enjoy success and happiness. In fact, we're going to prove it to you. This week, you're going to find a quarter on the ground. This week, someone's going to gift you a coffee. This week, we're going to prove it to you. Little gifts, little pieces of proof. So watch for it. Let us prove it to you. Well, I'm ready for that. Oh, that's so funny. And right as I said that, they just honked a horn outside. Somebody's car alarm's going off. I don't know if that's the proof they meant, but maybe you can hear that. It's still going. We'll let it go. The next two cards are future cards. Nope. Now we got two going. I'm going to pause it until it stops. I don't know if I can channel with that. Oh, it stopped. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Podcast from the closet. You just never know what's going to happen. All right. Angels, can I go back in? I wish you could hear them laughing. It's hysterical. Oh my goodness. They're belly laughing. Oh my gosh. Okay, the next two cards are future cards. So when they, I would like them to qualify that, angels. So future cards, we're looking at 3 months from now, okay? 3 months. So right now in this podcast, it is April 2022. So end of April. So let's go May, June, July. We're looking at July. Now we know, you know what I love to say, anytime you listen to this podcast, these messages will resonate because the angels know how to do that. So please know that if you listen to this later on. But for now, for July 2022, the first future card is Direction Guardian. Oh my, Direction Guardian. Really? This card has a compass in the middle. On top of the compass has like a figure or a mask, a golden mask, angel wings. Below it has a hawk, hawk's wings. There's a lion. There's a ram. All of these beautiful places we could go with this card. And below it, it says, choose your path. There's all of these map symbolism, all these map charting things on here. It's gorgeous pyramids. All of these, I would say hieroglyphics, stars, gorgeous, gorgeous. Enough that if you had this deck, you could look at this card for a long time and unravel it. It's gorgeous. Direction Guardian, choose your path. Angels, I'm going to ask you to come in and speak directly through me with this one, since this is so art heavy. Direction Guardian, choose your path. All right. So I'm going to let my body go soft. And actually, if you'll go into the next card as well, that would help me too. All right. So we'll do some direct channeling with the angels. Here we go. No car alarms, please. So funny. Okay. Let my body go soft. Sit into my breath a little bit. And we'll speak to the collective today. All angels choosing a spokesperson. And our spokesperson again is Archangel Gabriel. Lovely. Dear ones, thank you for hearing our messages today using this deck. And we thank Rachel for speaking for us today. You are beloved to us. We share this message of direction. We ask that you choose your path. We've come to a time in this place, in this dimension of your home, where it's time for you to take the lead. We have guided you so far, and we will continue to do so. It is our pleasure. It is our honor. We ask that you start to create your own path. We are not speaking of jobs. We are not speaking of paychecks. We're speaking of your heart's path, your soul's path. We're speaking of ways that you can heal this place. We recognize that this is another season where your dimension is fractured. It is not broken. It cannot break. It is fractured. How can you assist the light to come through? Choose your path. The next card we had Rachel draw is the Shapeshifter card. We ask that you transform and unveil your gifts in as many ways as you can that feel right for you. We honor how you're growing as intuitives. We honor your angel selves. We honor how you reflect your spirit. Transform in ways that allow you to unveil your gifts. We know that this is vulnerable. We recognize when you feel scared. We are here to support you. Unveil your gifts. Display them. Show them. You are safe. You are protected. Transform yourselves in ways that allow you to be healthy physically and mentally so that the spirit part of you can shine. Do not make yourselves feel little or small. Be bold, be big. Be brave. Grow as the spirit that you are. that you are meant to be. We thank you. My friends, I love so much having this time with you. I'm so grateful. The Mind, Body, Spirit FM network is growing. The network is adding a lot of new shows. So I want you to watch the network because huge, huge things are happening. What that means for you is you have access, free access, to some amazing new shows being added. So the route you take in your spiritual journey, that means you've got some amazing support right at your fingertips, right in your earlobes, anytime you want it. So I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to be a part of it right from the beginning. I am so grateful to be part of this beautiful network. Remember that this is available as a free app as well, so you can get it on your phone. There's a little microphone that you can tap and send me a 30-second message. I do get those. I love show ideas. If you know someone who has written a book or has a cool idea for a show, I'm always looking for guests to be on the show, so send them my way. Get a hold of me on my website if you have a show idea. That is rachelcorpus.com. And I'd love to see you for a session. I give in-person sessions if you're in the Des Moines area or you don't mind driving, and also on Zoom and over the phone if that's your jam. You can find me on social media, all the places, Facebook and the Instagram and all the stuff that I'm not real good at, but I've got a beautiful friend that helps me do that, so she keeps it up to date. So just search Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium, or Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus, and it'll pop up. You know how to do it. Most importantly, I need you to know that you are very loved, and I certainly love you, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network. And wherever you get your podcasts, let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.